Thank you so much. As was said in the introduction, my name is Natasha Maknak. I'm a second year master's student in the Plant and Soil Science Department. I'll be talking about predicting nitrogen use efficiency and green protein in winter wheat by use of GreenSeeker and NDVI. Now, before I start, I would like to recognize my co-authors, Jeremiah Mullick, Kevin Wallsmith, Jonathan Kelly, Emily Ruto, and my advisor, William Ron. Yes, he's mentioned last, but he is my advisor. Now, what is the big deal about this nitrogen use efficiency? Well, let's first look at some definitions found in literature. There are a bunch out there, but the ones that made most sense to me and sense to what I'm about to say in the context of what I'm about to say. Nielsen calls it the relative balance between the amount of fertilizer taken up and used by the crop versus the amount of fertilizer lost. Another definition found is by von Sanford and McCown, and they say that it's the grain dry weight or grain nitrogen as a function of nitrogen supply. Now, again, what is the big deal about this nitrogen use efficiency? Now, the nitrogen use efficiency in global cereal production is estimated at 33%, which means that 67% of the nitrogen that we apply in fertilizer is lost to the environment in one way or another. Now, there are several pathways of loss, such as plant losses, denitrification, surface runoff, and volatilization, leaching, causing all kinds of environmental problems. One of them being eutrophication, as can be seen in the picture. Now, what I want you to understand and what is important for farmers to know up front is that nitrogen use efficiency changes between years, it changes between crops, it's never the same. So our farmers need to be aware of that. Now, what we find in literature also is that mid-season nitrogen fertility plays an important role in nitrogen use efficiency, determining nitrogen use efficiency. And mid-season availability of nitrogen can possibly increase nitrogen use efficiency. Now, the algorithm that's currently used at Oklahoma State for fertilizer recommendation utilizes a nitrogen use efficiency of 0.5. The nitrogen use efficiency, the way I calculated it is I subtracted the nitrogen uptake in my check from the nitrogen uptake in my treated plots and divided that by the nitrogen rate applied. Now, this was the setup. Three experiments were established at three different locations in Oklahoma, Hennessy, Lahoma, and Lake Carr Blackwell. I had 14 treatments in four applications in a randomized complete block design. My pre-planned nitrogen rates ranged from 28 to 224 kilograms per hectare, and my tub dress nitrogen rates ranged from 28 to 140 kilograms per hectare. Now, my NDVI measurements were taken at FEKIS 3, 4, 5, and 7. Now, here you see some of the chemical properties for these three soils, all being silt loams, the Bethany silt loam, the Grand silt loam, and the Port silt loam. And as you can see, what we looked at, the nitrate, ammonium, potassium, phosphorus, pH, total, and carbon and organic matter. Now, moving on to the results. These are the results for Hennessy. The treatment means for NDVI at FEKIS 5, the grain yield, the nitrogen uptake, the nitrogen use efficiency, and grain protein at Hennessy. Now, what was interesting about Hennessy is Hennessy was the only location where we achieved nitrogen use efficiencies above that 33% that's estimated. It was the only location. We found 41% as being the highest nitrogen use efficiency. I know it's a kind of a busy slide, but I want you to focus on that column right there with the nitrogen use efficiency. And the lowest nitrogen use efficiency found there was 9%. Now, I like this graph because not only because I designed it, I came up with it, but what I like about this graph is, apart from showing the different nitrogen use efficiencies there in yellow, you also see that you also see the yield response to added nitrogen. As you can clearly see, I don't know how to work this pointer. Right here on the Y1 axis, I have the nitrogen use efficiency, the grain yield on the Y2 axis, and here I have my nitrogen treatments with my pre-plant. That's why you have two numbers, pre-plant and top dress. So, as I was saying, you clearly see the yield response to added nitrogen compared to my plot where I added no nitrogen at all. You can clearly see a kind of a response here. And the highest nitrogen use efficiency of 41% was achieved with 28 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare pre-plant and no top dress. I'll come back to this responsiveness. It's kind of important in my presentation. Now, I also looked at the correlation between NDVI and nitrogen use efficiency and found that I'm only showing you this because I kind of found this same trend for all of my NDVI readings, between this correlation between nitrogen use efficiency and NDVI, this negative relationship. Now on to my results for La Homa. We also found significant difference here between nitrogen use or for nitrogen use efficiencies between the different treatments, and the highest nitrogen use efficiency here achieved was this 31%, and the lowest was 14%. Here again, don't get bored, but here again is such a graph showing the nitrogen use efficiency here in yellow and the grain yield. Again, you can see this responsiveness compared to my plot where I applied no nitrogen at all. What was interesting about Lake Carr Blackwell, the results there, was these low nitrogen use efficiencies, as you can see here, and the lowest being 1 and the highest 28. So overall there was there were lower nitrogen use efficiencies observed here. Now back to this kind of graph, what was interesting to see here, and I told you I would come back to this responsiveness and what it means to nitrogen use efficiency. What you can clearly see is when you have the other graphs printed in the back of your mind and compare it to this graph right here, as you can clearly see, there isn't much responsiveness overall compared to that zero treatment or that treatment where I applied no nitrogen. So the response was very low. So what does this mean for my nitrogen use efficiency? It simply means that not a lot of the nitrogen that I added ended up in the grain, resulting in overall low nitrogen use efficiency as compared to the other locations. Now on to grain protein. Last year, the Kansas City Board of Trade in November, they stated that deliverable grades of hard red winter wheat shall contain a minimum of 11% of a protein level. Now, Protein levels of higher than 10.5 but lower than 11% are still deliverable, but at a 10 cent discount. Now, most of us are familiar with that inverse relationship between yield and grain protein, that as yield levels go up, the grain protein comes down. In literature, you can find a whole lot of recommendations associated with increasing protein, such as Wolfolk et al., who says that 30 pounds of nitrogen per acre pre- and post-flowering would increase grain nitrogen by 2.7 grams per kilogram, or 1.5% of protein. And mid-season nitrogen application at Antesis increased grain protein content by 0.3 to 0.4% in hard red spring wheat. Now, these are the results over 2 years for these three locations. And as you can see from this graph, with grain protein on the y-axis and grain yield on the x-axis, you can clearly see this negative relationship, this inverse relationship between grain protein and grain yield, with grain protein going down as the grain yield increases. Now, here are the results for the NDVI versus the grain yield in my top graph right there. And as you can see, as the NDVI goes up, the grain yield goes up, there's a positive relationship or a correlation there. And between the NDVI and the grain nitrogen uptake, these lower ones to your left, you can clearly see that positive relationship. And not so much for, there wasn't much of a relationship other than this straight line between grain protein and NDVI. Now, this is the online calculator that allows, that has been developed by Oklahoma State, and that's on the web, and it allows farmers to predict their yield and their protein levels, and based on that, it then can give a recommendation that will ensure protein levels of higher than 11%. Now, in summary, what we can see is that the optimum nitrogen rate in relationship to nitrogen use efficiency varied over the different location. Greater than average worldwide nitrogen use efficiency was only observed at Hennessy. And protein levels range from 9 to 19% over 2 years in these three locations. High yields in general corresponded with low protein levels, as we've just seen. And NDVI readings at FEKIS 5, NDVI readings at FEKIS 5 correlated with grain yield and grain nitrogen uptake. And with that, I thank you for your attention, and I'll entertain any question you might have.
Are there any questions? It's been a quiet group this morning. Well, if not, we'll thank you.